takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Andy Breckman Man, Andy Breckman Man, always giving out the number so you can call the show.
Andy, you might want to roll towards the microphone and introduce the program.
Ken Friedman. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the show. How's your week been, Ken?
What's the name of this character?
This is the shy boy.
This is the shy boy. It's a new one. You never introduced me to him before.
Yeah.
He should introduce the show every week.
If Lorne Michaels is listening, I have a number of different characters. And this is one of my favorite. It's my new beloved character, Shy Boy.
Did you do many characters in the SNL writing room?
I did not do character-oriented sketches. My sketches were high concept, what they call writer's pieces.
Right.
They were on at usually 4 minutes to one.
Did you ever do any humor-oriented pieces?
Well, they're very hard. They're very, very hard. You have to know what's funny, anticipate what would make an audience laugh. Very challenging, very difficult. Some people can do it. I admire them.
You'd need a professional humorist.
Yes.
To write humor.
Yes. I found it easier to do writer's pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was doing character pieces, I'd certainly want to develop this shy boy.
Well, these days you could hire humorous writers in India.
You mean outsource?
Outsource, yeah.
Outsource, yeah. That would be good.
I love the shy boy character. He makes everything three times as funny.
He's not very comfortable talking in public.
He's what you call one of those humor multipliers.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. I heard that you're now a grandfather three times over.
That's right, man. I am fruitful and I multiply.
All right.
I read the Bible and I take it to heart.
You didn't make these babies. You're the grandfather.
I am the grandfather. Yeah. I'm the patriarch.
So your latest grandson or granddaughter?
Grandson.
Grandson, do you love him more than your toy company?
You mean if there was a fire, is this what you're asking?
Yes.
Hypothetically.
Yes.
If there was a fire.
And you could rescue the full value of your toy company, all 15,000 shares of it.
Right.
Or your new grandson. Which one would you grab?
I will let you know. This is great. This is how you keep people tuned in. I'll let you know. It's a good question. I'll ponder it. I'll think about it. I'll weigh the pros and cons before 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And that, my friend, is Radio 101. It's basic programming. No one's tuning out now.
People already tuned out during the Shy Boy. Don't worry. There's no. I'm checking now.
Yeah.
No. Two.
Anyone listening at all?
No, there's nobody left. It's practically at zero.
Well, then you can finally talk honestly, candidly, about your feelings about the Prophet Muhammad.
I love him. I can't help myself. I love him.
That answers the question, are there still people listening? Because when Ken's alone, he just rips into that old guy.
No, he's
rips
my...
that old guy a new butthole.
Ah, come on. He's my favorite prophet.
Yeah, you don't sit around doodling caricatures of him all day, right? Is that what you're saying?
They're not caricatures. I can do a great portrait.
Oh, yeah, it's a great portrait. Yeah. No, I know he was picking his nose all night and day, just like in your great portraits.
He's not picking his nose.
All right. Well, now that I've gotten my co-host killed, I guess I'll be on Craigslist looking for a new co-host.
Well, you, Andy Breckman, are the one talking about Muhammad picking his nose. Andy Breckman of Madison, New Jersey.
Hey, seriously.
Talking about Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad picking his nose.
If there was really a fatwa against us, would that increase our listenership?
Do you still have that cardboard cutout on your front lawn in Madison, New Jersey, of the Prophet Muhammad picking his nose?
No, there was some concern about that.
Yeah.
Okay, you win. You win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And that's how you play Islamic chicken.
Let's play Islamic chicken every week.
Tune in next week for another game of Jihad Chicken. Fatwa Chicken. That's a great game.
It is.
Hey, and this is a great time to mention, we're going to be live.
That's right.
We're going to be in the same room as you if you come down to see us.
That's right, October 10th.
How'd you like to breathe the same air as your Uncle Andy and your Uncle Ken?
A week from Friday night, yeah, we're coming to Monty Hall. WFMU's own new club right here at 43 Montgomery Street in Jersey City.
It's in Jersey City. It's worth the trip.
Yes, it's worth the trip. Yeah, it's going to be our first live show in well over a year.
It's worth the trip if you live within four blocks.
And no, it's worth, come on, it's worth traveling. It's worth coming in from Brooklyn or Manhattan or driving in for.
I wouldn't, if somebody came in from Brooklyn to see the show, I don't think I could meet their gaze.
We're asking performers.
I would avert my eyes.
We're asking performers to come in.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, we're giving them 2.5 minutes of airtime.
2 minutes and 35 seconds.
2 minutes and 35 seconds. So we're calling it the almost amateur hour. You don't even have to be. You don't even have to have amateur status. That's how low our standards are. We have a number of acts already booked, but we're looking for more. But we're looking for non-musical acts.
Yeah, at this point,
right?
At this point, it would be nice. We can book a few more acts, and we would prefer non-musical acts just to
give us an example of who.
A Sword Swallower.
Yeah, Sword Swallower. Great radio. Good thinking.
A comedian. Plate spinner.
Plate spinner. Psychic.
Psychic, yep.
Hypnotist.
Mm-hmm.
A hypnotist would be great.
Prophet Muhammad impersonators.
Hey, it's Jihad Chicken. You really do love it. Because it's scary. It's really
scary.
Dangerous.
I know. and then, of course, my
you
mind
can't, is... You can't play Jihad Chicken and not be on your toes. You gotta be focused.
Well, the second I said Prophet Muhammad impersonator, I thought, that would be fun. Can you imagine four guys? Yeah. Four potential Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah, I might have to leave early.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might have to leave just before that segment of the show.
Oh.
Making Ken Friedman laugh.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
It does create a kind of queasy feeling.
All right. We're rolling.
Yeah.
So
anyway, yeah, the 7-second delay, Almost Amateur Hour, a week from Friday night, October 10th, 8 p.m., $5 admission.
Ken and I will be there. Are we doing a little foreplay, a little comedy?
Oh, hell yeah.
We haven't worked it up yet.
Yeah.
But it's going to be great, and we have some celebrity judges.
Celebrity's
a funny word, isn't
dozens of celebrity judges.
We have our own Veronica, our own Andrea. Who else is coming? Pat Byrne,
Irwin.
Frangry.
Michelle. And many others.
And the plan is the winner of the talent show will get...
Two-thirds of the pot.
We'll get a third of the pot.
No, two-thirds.
We'll get one-third of the pot.
It's a talent show.
Exactly. So the winner will get one-third of the pot.
Two-thirds.
And then our little gimmick is, then we're going to vote for best judge. And that judge will go home with two-thirds of the pot.
That makes no sense. The judge is, you know...
It's infuriating and embarrassing. It's very awkward. And so
the judges are going to get.
So I'm very proud of it.
Judges are going to get more than
the winning judge, the best judge. I'm kind of proud of that. And we're also going to do this. I think we were talking about factoring in the applause, right?
Right.
Factoring in popularity as judged by applause from the audience.
Judged by the decibel level of the applause.
We're going to have an applause meter.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're also going to ask people. So we're going to get a score for their applause. And then we're going to ask people, because it occurs to us some people in the audience might have hated that act.
Right. They wouldn't applaud.
So we're going to ask people then to boo if you hated the act. And then we will subtract that score from the applause score.
Which is the only fair way to do it.
Yes, so that will be factored in along with the judge's subjective opinions. The applause-o-meter is more objective, wouldn't you agree? You can't argue with it.
Yeah, and I like the fact that we're dragging everybody down into your mean little gutter and rewarding people for booing.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, thank you.
And what else? Any other old business? Oh, is it time for me to try to plug my act and for you to get very uncomfortable and try to cut me off?
Oh, your app?
Yeah.
No,
my new app?
You cannot plug your app.
Because you have rules at the station about promoting.
Right. You cannot. Yeah. You're not supposed to do this. You're not even supposed to do it once, much less week after week.
Well, you know what I'll do? I will think about my app.
Okay.
I won't say anything. I'll think about it, and I will try to communicate that telepathically to my listeners. So you try to concentrate and see if you can hear my thoughts.
Can I just focus on
rigged trivia?
Can I
play rigged trivia?
You're saying it.
What?
You're not thinking that. You were saying it.
Oh, then it.
Then I had to turn off your microphone.
No, it worked. You read my mind.
No, you were.
What
saying.
What was I saying? Let me ask. Let me quiz you. What did you think you heard? I'll tell you what I was thinking.
No, I know what I heard.
I was thinking about rigged trivia.
No, I heard ripped Nivea.
No, it was rigged trivia.
Ripped Nivea.
The party game for people who hate to lose.
Stop.
Rigged trivia. What?
I'm just going to turn your mic off. You can't do this. You cannot plug your product.
Oh, not even telepathically.
You're not doing it telepathically.
Maybe I'm doing it telepathically badly. I'm being punished for that.
You're saying it out loud. That's not telepathy.
Okay, that's badly.
Yes.
I'm not good at it.
It's very, very bad.
I wasn't born with telepathic skills the way some people
have. It's the opposite. Speaking is the opposite of telepathy.
I've learned my lesson.
Yeah. It's not like a step on the way to telepathy.
Okay. You learn something new every day.
Yeah. It's the negation of telepathy when you say it out loud.
Hey, we have a great show tonight.
Yes, we do, although by now I've forgotten what it is.
We're shaking people down.
Oh, yeah, we're shaking people down because we're in the WFMU's in the middle of its imaginary fundraiser week. Month.
You're having a...
Rocktober marks the beginning of imaginary fundraiser season.
You're having a very subtle, discreet fundraiser.
Right.
You're not blasting about it. You're not going. You're not doing anything special. You're just mentioning it in passing.
Yeah.
You know, what if people wanted to contribute to the station? What if people were new to the station, had never heard any of its programs, and so were predisposed to pledge money?
They could just go to WFMU.org and pledge money, right there.
So it's kind of a passive aggressive fundraiser. You're guilting people.
Not really.
Into
just
pledging.
trying to as best we can raise money without interrupting the programming.
Well, you just did.
Barely. Not for half as long as you were plugging your ripped Nivea thing.
Rigged trivia.
No, that's not it. You're mistaken.
Hold on, I'll check. I have my iPhone right here. Oh yeah, it's rigged trivia,
no, it's
baby.
Not. I don't know why you don't want to give out the real name of your app.
Because sometimes it's more fun to look smart than it is to be smart.
Is that why?
It's hard to be smart. But with my app, you can look smart, which is the next best thing. Anyway, we're shaking people down. So you think it's all of a piece. So it's another way to fundraise.
Yes.
I think that'll be a very effective way to fundraise. And here's how it works. If you know someone, a friend or loved one, or coworker, who has committed some indiscretion, right?
Like
they called in sick and then they went to the ball game, right?
Uh-huh.
Or they told mom that they had to work and had to miss a family gathering, some kind of family party, but they were not working at all. They lied to mom.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, things that would embarrass them, things they would not want aired. Give us a call, and here's how it'll work. Give us a call. Don't identify yourself. Don't identify the culprit. But tell us what they did in generalities. Although you'll tell the call screener their name. Is that how it'll work?
Yeah.
First call, we'll want their name and give it to the call screener. But we won't announce it if they pony up and pay us $25 toward the station. Pledge $25.
Within 10 minutes.
Yeah, we'll give them 10 minutes to call. It's actually fulfilling a fantasy of mine. I've always seriously wondered about blackmail. Blackmail's a cool crime, and I wondered what it would be like to commit blackmail.
You wanted to shake somebody down.
Yeah, and this is how to do it. We need you to call if you know someone who did something embarrassing, that did something they might be a little ashamed of.
Uh-huh.
Call us on the air. You'll tell the name to the call screener. We won't announce their name. We'll give them 10 minutes to call and pledge $25. And it's a way... If this fundraising system works, we may never have to do another marathon.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work, but I'm all for trying. I'm all for trying it out.
You're on record. You're skeptical.
Yeah. We're looking for somebody who wants to rat out their buddy, rat out their friend.
And then we can shake them down.
For taking stuff from work, for playing hooky from work
school.
Oh, yeah,
office supplies. Maybe a little adultery, something embarrassing.
Denting somebody's car and leaving the scene of the accident.
Yeah.
Locking the dog out in sub-freezing temperatures so that it might die.
Well, that would be a crime worth $25 easily.
Yeah. Hoarding gasoline. hoarding gasoline in your garage and letting the neighborhood children play amongst the tanks of gasoline.
You're listing all the things that... I might be guilty of.
No, what do you mean?
These are all things that I've actually talked about. I'm not proud of any of these, but it won't work. You can't shake me down. I've already been yapping about it in public.
Damn.
We're looking for some kind of secret.
Okay.
If you have a friend with a secret, that's it. Just a friend with a secret. We're going to try to convert that into a pledge.
Cash money. Cash money for WFMU.
And now it's time to give our number out. Ken, avert your eyes because every light on that board is going to be lit up.
I'm averting.
201. Is this a new number?
No, same number.
201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. If you have a friend or a loved one, a spouse, a coworker who's done something and... you think we could shake him down because of it? Give us a call, 201-209-9368. All right, let's take that first call. This is going to be fun. Hi, you're on the air. You love the show.
Nobody's calling.
Huh?
Nobody's calling.
And is the signal on? Is the antenna working?
Yeah.
How can you be sure?
All three, because we were having problems earlier today, but we got them straightened out.
But how do you know? Would you know right now if the signal was not working?
Yes, I would.
How would you know?
The robot would call me.
Check your phone, please.
Tell me. Okay.
Check your phone because no one's calling. Right. There must be a problem.
No, there's no problem.
With the antenna.
Nope.
Because this premise is airtight.
Yeah.
This is rock solid. This is a blue chip stock. This is money in the bank. This is our shakedown show. This can't go wrong. We're at 201-209-9368.
We want you to call up and tell us about a friend with a secret.
Yeah, and then we will blackmail that friend. We will give that friend 10 minutes to cough up $25. Otherwise, we'll announce their name and their secret over the air.
First and last name?
Yeah. That's how you blackmail people. Okay. Oh, my God. You really are a newbie.
Yeah, no, I've...
Oh, my God.
Never really done it.
Oh, man. You just sit back and learn. You just take notes.
Have you done this before?
No, I've fantasized about it plenty.
Uh-huh. How does your blackmail...
Although in my fantasy, yeah. I'm doing it with Joey Heatherton.
I see. And how does the whole blackmail fantasy with Joey Heatherton go?
It goes great, and she's very, very impressed and appreciative.
Oh, she's like... You blackmail...
She's like my co-host.
I see.
She's in my fantasy, I do a show every week with Joey Heatherton.
Okay.
Who do you do a show with every week in your fantasy?
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh, that would be great. Somebody naturally funny.
Yeah.
Somebody you respect.
Yeah. A professional humorist.
Now I can see the appeal of that.
Yeah.
It must be wonderful. And that's
so in the fantasy, you're doing a show with Joey Heatherton.
Ken, I don't know. This is the end. Let's just play Jim Morrison in the end. This is the end.
It's not the end.
This is not going to work.
I have Cowgirl in the Sand.
Oh, because that's our 10 minute.
Up, yeah,
that's our 10 minute clock.
10 minutes long. Yeah.
Is that the studio version?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. So I have a 10 minute long version of Cowgirl in the Sand for when that person calls.
That'll be the clock that's ticking.
Yeah, that's the clock that's ticking. Yep. Because people are going to be ringing off the hook with friends with secrets.
So by the time, if that person doesn't call, by the time the band begins to rust, we're announcing her name.
Right. How can the concept fail?
Oh, that's it. That's it. We tried. We tried.
We have a plan B.
What's our plan B?
You wanted to make women laugh.
Oh, and I see. Judge them.
And judge the best.
Find the sweetest, most sincere sounding.
Best laugh. Yeah. Just best laugh. And, you know, it can.
But it has to sound sincere.
Yeah. Well, sincerity is part of it. What else is part of it?
Lilting musical quality.
Okay. Sincerity, musical.
Wait, are we going already to plan B?
Oh, absolutely.
Wait, we're jettisoning this?
It sounded like you.
You're hitting the ejector button?
You lost the will to live. I didn't lose the will to live.
Our little jet plane is spiraling. Is it a nosedive? That's it? Is that it?
I prefer to think of it as a pivot.
Oh, come on. And then what happens if the lilting laugh contest doesn't work?
That will work.
Why?
That will work.
Because
it doesn't have all the issues that the other idea has.
Tell me the fatal flaws.
Oh, I told them to you earlier today.
Well, why didn't you stop me? Oh, it's so easy.
Oh, my God. You were so excited and so insistent. I even told you at the time, I wish I had a tape of you screaming and pleading, it will work, it will work.
I've never shaken anyone down before.
I know you want to shake somebody down.
Oh, come on. We're going to make this happen. Hold on.
Okay.
201-209-9368. We need someone to call who has a friend or a family member that has done something embarrassing that they wouldn't want announced on the air. And then we'll shake them down for a $25 pledge. I want to show Ken it's another way to fundraise.
Mm-hmm.
People have been fundraising the same way for hundreds of years. Charities have just been asking sympathetic people for money for hundreds of years, right?
Well, maybe we could have a contest. I prefer the charitable model. I could just ask people to go to WFMU.org and make a pledge to 7 Second Delay.
I'm trying to prove a point to Ken that there have been advancements in fundraising. Shaking people down is something that he should consider.
Right now, 7 Second Delay is at 0%. And if we had even a single pledge of $15, we would be off of 0%. Or we can do the blackmail thing.
Oh, wait. Oh, I remember this from last year. This is where you get to change the goal as you go along.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. What a great, great fundraiser.
But since we have...
Why don't you make the goal $15? And then we could get like 500% of our goal. Make the goal $15.
I'll make the goal $30.
Yeah, make the goal $30 for okay. our show. That's our goal. Well, I hope we hit our goal.
I've set the goal to $30.
And that's the secret of success, Kenny.
And now, if somebody pledges...
Move the goalpost.
If somebody pledges $15...
We're halfway there.
We're halfway there, and the cow will start mooing in the little Woof Moo logo.
When you get halfway there?
Yeah. We'll be the first show that makes the cow start to moo.
Make it $4.
No, it's too little. I think the minimum pledge is $5.
Make it $5! Let's hit our pledge. Let's hit our goal.
Let's not get greedy. Let's keep it to...
$30?
Yeah. How are you doing with the blackmail idea? Oh, I can't... I really don't like that song, Cowgirl in the Sand.
Wait, you love Neil Young.
I do. I love Neil Young.
But you don't love his best song.
That's one of my least favorite songs.
Well, you've never been there. You've never been with a woman who was old enough to change her name. But so many loved her. And she didn't know if it was the same. 201-209-9368. I've been there, my friend.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've lived there.
Hmm.
I lived there for 2.5
semesters. What was her name?
Katerina.
Katerina the cowgirl?
Katerina the cowgirl.
And what beach were you living at during these 2.5 years?
Alina, how can you not like Cowgirl in the Sand? You drive me crazy. You drive me crazy. Your taste is so bad and arbitrary. Of course you like Neil Young. Who doesn't like Neil Young? But that you cannot like Cowgirl in the Sand. I just want to strangle you.
Why?
Because you're so wrong. 201-209-9368.
There's nothing right and wrong.
It is wrong. It's not subjective. It's just wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't form any opinions in the future until you talk to me.
Okay.
201-209-9368. Because you're going to get them wrong, Ken. You always do.
There's other songs about the cowgirl that I like. I just don't like Cowgirl in the Sand.
You don't like
I like Cinnamon Girl. Cinnamon Girl's about Katerina the cowgirl.
I think he wrote all these songs in like one night.
I like Country Girl.
I love Country Girl.
That's about Katerina the cowgirl.
What other Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young songs do you like?
All the Neil Young ones. Sea of Madness.
Wait, was that Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young?
Yeah, that was it. Woodstock.
Country Girl.
Southern Man.
I think you're pretty. That is a great song.
Yeah. So you don't want to pivot? I tried to pivot us to our plan
whatever
B.
Whatever you want, son.
Yeah, you don't
you
care.
Do whatever
hey,
you
man,
want
we're
to.
At 50%.
Somebody plays $30?
Yeah.
$15? That's how you do
no,
it.
No, wait, whoa.
Move the goalpost.
We're over 100%. This is
there.
No
it
good.
Is. We did it.
No, we got to move the goalpost.
No. Leave the goalpost. Then we'll be at 200%.
No.
Leave the goalpost.
I have to move the goalpost. Jesus.
What kind of fundraiser is this?
I lowered the goal from like $1,700 to $30.
Well, why don't you do this as long as you're moving goalposts?
Yeah.
Why don't you lower the success mark for our 1-hour show? Just declare this show a success.
Well, but it's.
Just say we've been very successful.
No.
You can do it. Apparently you can do it.
I can, but it wouldn't be right.
Old enough now to change.
So you don't want to
do... Hey, do you think we can go the whole show if we stick to our plan A?
Yeah, without a call?
Our shakedown without a call? Would that be a record?
We've never gone more than 40 minutes without a call, and we're now at 30. Yeah, let's try to do the entire show without a call. Let's commit
to the theme.
Okay,
let's commit to
the idea. Okay,
and see and really play it straight.
Yeah,
and see if we can go without a call. See if I was so wrong about this topic.
I'm on.
Okay,
let's do it.
So just to remind you, you're listening to
7 Second Delay here on WFMU with Ken and Andy,
Uncle Andy and Uncle Ken.
Ken and Andy, not Uncle Andy and Uncle Ken, not Andy and Ken, but Ken and Andy. I heard Irwin say Andy and Ken. That is incorrect. It's Ken and Andy.
Why would you say that? Whose show is it?
It's your show.
Well, then why would I not get top billing?
Because it doesn't have as good of a rhythm saying Andy and Ken.
Who's decided that?
Da, 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 da.
I'll do that again. Do the rhythm again.
Da, 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 da.
Okay, you've proved your point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I take it back.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of da, 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 da.
Yeah.
When I suggested
Ken,
I get top
Ken
billing.
Ken and Andy is da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, no, I want to go.
Versus
I want
the plotting da, 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 da.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah.
Well put.
Thank you.
I can see how all your debate club experience really has paid off. Resolved.
All right, we are looking for somebody with a friend who's got a secret. And we want you to give us a call at 201-209-9368. Tell us about your friend's secret.
It doesn't have to be serious. It can be something kind of minor. As long as it's a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't want it announced on the air. Give us a call, 201-209-9368. We are committing totally to this idea. We believe we can go the whole hour without a single response from you.
Like, you know, maybe you know somebody who slept with his wife's sister.
Well, that's very serious.
Oh, okay. So that's too serious.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would be... I mean, that I wouldn't know how to handle then, that information.
Okay. So... Maybe somebody who slept with his wife's brother?
He shot his wife's sister in the leg.
Oh, shot his wife's sister in the leg just as a joke.
Grazed it. Grazed the leg.
As a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. Or played hooky from work.
Somebody who ran over a dog or a cat and has never copped to it?
Oh, man.
Why, that's serious. Then they'd call.
That's awful.
Well, you know they'd call.
Yeah.
We're trying to shake someone down. Now, this was my idea. Ken said, I don't know if this will work.
No, I didn't say that. I said, this will never work.
That's right.
Yeah.
This will never work.
But we're committing to it. We are committing to it to see if we can go the full hour without a call.
Ken and I both love this idea. I said it's a great idea. Ken said it will never work. That's his way of embracing it.
Yeah.
And
I'm often wrong.
We are 33 minutes in. Not a single response.
Yeah, not a single call. And please don't give us pity calls. We only want calls that fit into this topic.
Don't patronize us. No phony calls.
We're trying to blackmail somebody. So the part you play is call us up at 201-209-9368 and tell us about a friend of yours who's got a secret.
I once heard a...
Or a family member who's got a secret.
I once heard a radio show on some public radio station. They were fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Grateful Dead show. It was on very late at night, and I listened for a whole hour, and they didn't get one call. It was fantastic. It was so sad and funny. Because, you know, Sirius has their own Grateful Dead channel now.
Right.
Who would listen to a Grateful Dead show on public radio? Oh, my God, was it great.
Well, we might be duplicating that right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If this was a marathon fundraiser, I should be worried about my time slot, right?
We're about to set the all-time 7-second delay record.
Do you mean if we go 41 at 40 minutes, we will have tied it?
Right. We're 5.5 minutes away from breaking our record.
Well, we have to really give the phone number out. We have to play fair.
Right. Phone number is 201-209-9368, but we don't want pity calls. We want calls that fit into the topic. We want you to give us a call and tell us about a friend of yours who's got a secret, and then we're going to try to blackmail that friend. We don't need to know your name. No, it'll never come back to you. It'll never be traced back to you in any way.
But we do need their name. Correct. Yeah. But we do need their name because the plan is to shake them down.
Right.
Meanwhile, Nick the Bard, our call screener, where did he come in from?
Like Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, to call screen.
Yeah.
And so far he's had squat.
Right.
Nothing to do.
Yeah. But he might be here for a record-breaking 7-second delay.
It is something.
Yeah, it is something.
It is a record of some kind. I'd be perversely proud of it, wouldn't you?
Me too. I can't wait to break the record.
Maybe our game of Jihad Chicken scared people. People didn't even want to know. People didn't want to listen.
Oh, do you think that they would be...
They tuned it off because they were afraid that somebody else might be overhearing the radio.
They'd be implicated,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, if they listened and laughed.
They were listening to an anti-Jihad show.
That's how dangerous our show is. That's dangerous radio, my friend.
An anti-Prophet Muhammad show. Every show is anti-Jihad. You never find a pro-jihad radio show in the U.S.
At least not our show or Andrea's. I know that.
Yeah.
Andrea is very anti-jihad.
Really?
Call her and ask her about it.
Okay.
During her show.
I'm also against jihad. I've heard you come down against jihad. I remember you approaching a jihadi at a WFMU record fair one time.
Yeah.
Dude was armed to the teeth. And you marched right up to him and said, "This is not the way, brother." I will never forget that.
Yeah.
You were so brave.
What are you talking about? That's not, it's not interesting or funny. What is, you're just babbling now.
That's what radio is all about.
Are you so afraid of dead air that you'll even babble?
That's what radio, that is what radio is all about.
I think people would rather have quiet.
No, that's where you are wrong.
But you're the guy that won't, you're the guy that doesn't dig cowgirl in the sand.
Ugh.
What is that? Ugh.
It's just.
And Crazy Horse just rocking out. And then Neil Young just pounding, just picking those notes.
He does that on every...
Old Enough Now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Song never did nothing for me. It's no Cortez the Killer.
No Cortez the Killer. No, I, you know what?
No Cinnamon Girl.
I was never into Down by the River.
No Like a Hurricane. I don't really like Down by the River either.
What does that mean? Did he really shoot his baby? What is that song about, Down by the River?
Yeah.
I shot my baby?
Yeah, I shot my baby.
You know the stupidest song?
You know, like Hey Joe is about shooting your baby. There's all sorts of songs about shooting your baby.
You know the stupidest song, I believe, in the history of music?
Ain't Got No T-Bone?
I don't know what that means.
It's a Neil Young song.
Ain't Got No T-Bone?
Yeah.
What's he talking about? Is he pretending he's a dog?
Got Mashed Potatoes, Ain't Got No... You don't know the song T-Bone?
No, play my stupid song first. Okay. My stupid song will be... Okay. Anyway.
What is
go,
it?
Go,
is
play
it
your stupid
is
song.
Is it a Neil Young song?
No.
Okay, what is it? Tell me.
It's I Wish It Would Rain. It has to be the dumbest thing. If you listen to the lyrics of I Wish It Would Rain.
By the Temptations?
Yeah. If you can't drive a car because you'll go crazy. You have to pull over. Listen to this. Listen to this song. It's a guy, he's sad. He broke up with his girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been in his room for weeks staring out the window. You know why?
Why?
He's waiting for it to rain. You know why?
Why?
Because he's crying. He's crying, and he doesn't want people to know he's crying. So when it rains, when it finally rains, he'll be able to go outside and be with people again. Because they won't know he's crying.
Oh,
day
I
after
see.
Day, he stays locked up in
I
his room.
I see, I see.
Listen to this song. Just play the song.
His face is so wet.
It's astounding. He's so ashamed to be crying.
And he's so wet.
He won't wipe the tears with a napkin.
No, of course not.
No, here's his plan.
Okay.
He's going to wait for it to rain. Even though it's apparently been weeks and weeks, and when it rains, he can go outside
and get some milk. Okay.
Play the song. It's the most astoundingly stupid. Sunshine, blue skies. Sunshine, blue skies. Please go away, sunshine. My girl has found another. My girl's gone away. With her went my future. My future.
You know, you don't
keep
need,
going. No, you got
to
keep going.
You don't need to do that. He's singing very.
Oh, now you got to go back. With gloom. So day I went my future. Yeah. My life is filled with gloom. Okay, understandable. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, Ken. It might sound strange. But I wish it would rain. He wants it to rain. So no one will notice his tears. So
bad. I didn't get that.
That's exactly what it's like. You've got to listen. It goes on and on. He's like watching the Weather Channel. Oh, I got to get milk.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. He wants to go outside. But everyone knows that a man ain't supposed to. A man is not supposed to.
Oh, okay, okay. I got to cry.
Because crying. He doesn't have any Kleenex. There's no toilet paper. He can't wipe his tears. He can't explain. This is beyond retarded.
No.
It is beyond.
I'll show you what's beyond retarded.
No, you don't get worse than I Wish It Would Rain.
Oh, yes, it does.
It doesn't. It's a man locked up in his room waiting for it to drizzle so no one will notice his tears.
There's a certain...
You can't drive a car and listen to that. You want to go into the oncoming traffic. It's so stupid. Now, what are we listening to there?
T-Bone by Neil Young.
Is he locked up in his room waiting for it to rain?
Got mashed potatoes. Ain't got no T-Bone.
This is his melody, isn't it?
Of course it's his melody. It's his song.
I know, but it's the melody. He repeats this. He does variations of this on every album.
So I'd say the crying song.
Stupider. More maddening.
Well, you really can't even compare these two things, because this is an intentionally stupid song, so it's not even a fair...
Yeah.
It's not even a fair contest. Guess what, Andy? We broke our record! We did it!
We went 42 minutes without a call?
Yep. 42 minutes
without
a call.
Are you sure the signal's being transmitted?
I'm sure. Yep. You want me to make sure? For sure?
Yeah. Well, it can't
okay.
be.
Yeah, no problem.
Because we're very dynamic people.
I'll call the robot. Just make sure that we're on the air.
We are very interesting people. Mm-hmm. We say interesting, provocative things.
Oh, man.
Wait. Maybe we don't have a signal.
It is hung up. It is. No, I think I'm...
That would explain everything.
No.
Oh, that would explain it all. Because I haven't lost my mojo. I know that.
People are calling now.
Maybe they wanted us to break our record. Hey, maybe we can make our Shakedown show work.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe people are calling about stupid songs.
I think so. Or to weigh in on that, picking on the Temptations. Temptations were great. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
And if you want to tell them in person how great they are, they're locked up in their room waiting for it to drizzle.
All of them?
Yeah, they're all just standing there.
You would think there would be strength in numbers, that if they're all crying together.
You think one of them would say, well, I think I found a napkin. You can go outside now. No one will know you's a crying.
I'm trying to figure out whether we're really on the air or not. That's what I'm...
How can we be on the air? We're so provocative and interesting.
Well, the fact that the robot's not answering, that's interesting.
Oh, man, that would be great.
Yeah, maybe we're not on the air.
But if we weren't on the air, wouldn't people have been calling?
Yeah, but we're not paying attention. Like, there, all these people have been calling the whole time, but we haven't been paying attention to the calls.
Wait, normally when you call that number, does the robot answer?
Yeah. I don't know what is going on. Yeah. Hey, we got a call, though.
Well, let's ask where they're... First off, let's ask where they're listening to
us. Well,
Andrew.
Andrew's on the radio.
Hey, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Don't say your last name. Don't tell us. Don't identify yourself.
I absolutely will not.
First off, are you listening to us on over the air or on a computer?
I'm listening on the air. I was actually going to Guitar Center to get some guitar things.
Oh, I guess then the signal is working.
Oh, so we are working. Okay.
So, Andrew, do you have a friend that you think we can shake down for some money?
I didn't catch that part.
Well, you're talking about stupid songs?
Yeah. He's calling about stupid songs. Right, Andrew?
Huh?
You calling about the stupid songs?
No, I just called to tell my friend's secret over there.
Oh, there it is. No, don't tell us his secret.
Did you tell Nick, who answered the phone before us, did you tell him the secret?
No, we want to... No, you have to tell Nick his name, not his secret.
I told him his name, too.
Okay, you told Nick his name. Okay, well, here, Andrew, do not mention your friend's name. But we want to know what he did wrong. What did
I can't guarantee that I'll pledge, but I can definitely tell.
Okay, we'll check it out. You let us worry about that. What did he do wrong?
Oh, well, I guess he didn't do anything wrong. It's just kind of funny. His girlfriend broke up with him, and he was telling us, you know, oh, man, you know, she's whack, you know, she's so fake, and... gives a lot of reasons, and then I found out through the grapevine that the reason she broke up with him was that she saw him peeing sitting down.
I love it. And that's why she broke up with him? And if his name was announced, that that a girl broke up with him because he peed sitting down, he would be pretty embarrassed. He would pay $25 to avoid that, wouldn't he?
Say that again?
Wouldn't your friend pay $25 to avoid being identified?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so here's what you have to do. We have a 10-minute clock. In 10 minutes, we're going to announce your friend's name over the air. And along with the reason his girlfriend broke up with him. He will be publicly humiliated unless he pledges $25. Can you call him and tell him there's a 10-minute clock?
Absolutely. I'll get him on the horn right now.
Okay, you call him.
All right,
to you,
thanks, Andrew. The clock is ticking.
And that's how you raise money. So what's our 10-minute clock? Is it the...
It's Cowgirl in the Sand.
Okay.
My least favorite Neil Young song of all time.
Oh, for the love of God. Didn't Neil Young sing that song about I've got mashed potatoes, but I ain't got no T-bone?
Yeah. Much better than Cowgirl in the Sand.
Did Neil Young sing that song about the man who won't go outside because he's been crying and
nope.
He's waiting for the weather to change?
That was the Temptations.
Okay, let's take another call. This is how it works. We're
all
shaking
right.
People down. If you've got a friend or loved one with a secret, and that we're going to convert that secret into $25 to a $25 pledge.
All right, Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I got a good one. My buddy just rented a room for next Friday night show down there in New York City, so we could go down and see the show. My buddy and I are great fans of the show, and we've always wanted to get down there. And he said, you know what? My wife's got $500 on her credit card. She put it away for an emergency. This is an emergency, so he charged it.
You mean they're coming to our little talent show?
Yeah.
And that's an embarrassing thing?
Yeah, he stole $500 from his wife's credit card.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, my buddy did.
And he would not want that announced publicly, would he?
I don't know. He had to go to work, so I'm not sure I'm not sure.
Did you give Nick his name?
Yeah.
Okay, then you tell your friend, you tell your buddy, number one, thank you for his support. We're looking forward to seeing him a week from Friday. We hope you'll be there as well, Mike.
We're both coming down.
We're looking forward to seeing you and meeting you. You know, I'm not going to shake your hand, but I'll have Ken shake your hand.
Okay.
And
I don't wash my hands too often.
Yeah, exactly. And but you tell your buddy that we're going to expose his secret unless he pledges $25 and there's a 10-minute clock ticking.
I think his wife listens to the show too, but I'm not sure.
Oh, well, that would defeat the purpose.
He stole $500 from his wife
to come on down. Where are you guys coming from?
Saratoga.
Saratoga, that's pretty far. I'm going to have Ken hug you, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to have Ken hug you both.
Okay.
Ken does what I tell him. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye, Mike.
Ken, that's a big hug for Mike and his pal.
Yep. Okay, so 10 minutes running from this point. So now we got two 10-minute clocks running.
That's right.
Go ahead. Do your thing. Blackmail these two people. Andrew's friend?
We're not going to identify you yet. Andrew's friend, if you're listening, we know why your girlfriend really broke up with you. It wasn't because she was whack, was it, Ken?
No, not at all.
I think there was other stuff going on.
You want me to tell you what it was?
I think I know.
She saw him peeing while sitting.
Is he a man or is he a man or a boy? Is he a man or a baby? Jeez. Like, who does that?
I know.
It's going to be pretty embarrassing. But we won't identify you publicly if you pledge $25.
And Mike's friend...
Mike's friend,
yeah,
the one betrayed the trust of his spouse.
He stole the last $500 in his spouse's credit card account
to come down for no good reason at all. He had no good reason
to see the 7-second delay, almost amateur hour.
Was he buying medicine for poor children? No.
No.
Was he fixing some kind of car or fixing the roof?
No.
What was he doing? He might as well be just flushing it down the crapper. If I was the wife, I'd be so furious. Because you and I both know the show's not worth a trip from Saratoga.
$500, no.
Where would you say our show is worth a trip from?
Brooklyn.
No, that's not right either.
Yeah, no, that's right.
No.
Yeah.
It's not a rhetorical question.
No,
there is an answer to it.
To the east, it would be from Brooklyn.
No, that's not right. It's not worth it.
To the north, it would be from Hastings-on-Hudson.
No. Oh, my God. No way. They'd be so mad. Somebody came down from Hastings.
To the south, it's from Asbury Park.
Okay, the correct answer is the Exchange Place Path Station.
No, that's...
Two and a half block radius.
No, that is incorrect.
Why? What's going to make it worth the people's trip?
The comedy is what will make it funny. And that will make people glad.
Well, I didn't know there was going to be comedy.
Oh, yeah, there's going
this
to be.
This is the first I heard.
Yes, there is going to be comedy.
I thought there'd be folk singing and clog dancing.
No clog dancing?
Nope. That's our strict rule?
Yep.
Is that our promise to
yes.
people?
You yes.
mean if somebody called and said, I'd like to perform.
I would hang up
I'm
on them.
I'm a clog dancer.
I would hang up on them.
That's probably better treatment than they've gotten anywhere else. Just a hang up.
No, I actually wouldn't hang up on them. I would give them a fake address.
And
I'd say, sure, yeah, we'd love to have your clog dancing act at our show.
And I guess when the show's going to open, you and I are going to do caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad?
Yep.
Do impressions?
Well, I'm playing the Prophet Muhammad, and you're going to play your new character, Shy Boy.
Yeah.
You don't want
to miss that.
It's going to be a battle of the wits between Shy Boy and the Prophet Muhammad. And you wouldn't believe what happens next.
It's Jihad Chicken. It's the best radio ever. That's real radio.
And we have four and a half minutes left before we out Andrew's friend.
Oh, yeah. And Mike's friend is another minute
behind,
the
one who
right?
could not relieve himself like a man. And the most pathetic thing is that he was telling all his friends, Andrew and everybody else.
Well, yeah, he was putting the blame on her.
Yeah, acting like, you know, she was crazy.
Yeah.
She was whack. No.
If he wants to shut us up, we're going to announce his name unless he coughs up $25, pledges $25. He has to go to WFMU.org. Is that correct?
Right.
Can we see if he's pledged?
Yes.
Well, if this works.
Yes, we
oh
can.
My God, if this works, I would just.
Oh, wait. Except I need Nick to tell me his name.
And now anyone that pledged $25.
Well, I
in
did
the last
just
two
get,
minutes.
I We did just. No, that
we
was
did?
Too long ago.
Okay.
Yeah, too long ago. But Nick, can you. Just chat me his name, Andrew's friend's name, and
did,
Mike's friend's name.
Did anyone pledge $25 in the last 10 minutes?
No.
Well, then, come on.
Yeah.
But you know it hasn't
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, way to go, Achim and Basel. Achim and Basel pledged.
Did they put us like at 300% of our goal?
Yeah. And Serge in Elizabeth.
Moving the goalpost. Nothing
yep.
like it. Nothing
oh,
like
it's
it.
It's the best.
We never lose a game. I'll tell you why. We own the goalposts.
Okay, so I got their names now. Andrew's friend.
Well, don't announce it. Don't announce it until we have it. They have another two verses of Cowgirl on the Sand.
Do they?
Yeah. Go, Neil. You pound those strings. Ding, 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 ding. And his long hair just waving. He's just rocking his head back and forth.
Uh-huh.
Working up a sweat. Crazy Horse just... with him. He's in the pocket. 10 minutes. Pounding. Bam, 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 bam.
We have 2.5 minutes to go for Andrew's friend to call up. Otherwise, we reveal the name of the person who is so pathetic that he not only had to urinate sitting down, but then had to make up excuses.
How can you say you love Neil Young and not dig? It's like saying, I love Picasso. Oh, not his paintings.
He's got so many songs. Why do I have to like every song?
Because this is his best song.
No, it's not. Oh, man.
What is his best song?
There's so many. There's 50 songs better than this one.
That's not just my opinion. This is a fact. I read this in a magazine.
Yeah, I see.
Rolling Stone, Ken. Okay?
Oh,
there
really?
You go. QED. This argument's over.
I see.
Rolling Stone okay. magazine.
Got it.
You're not going to get a hipper reference in that.
When they with you,
Rolling Stone.
With you, I know I never will.
Can I go home now?
No.
Can I go see my grandson?
No. Oh, man, you're flying out there tonight?
Yeah. Going to give him a kiss.
Oh, don't forget, in the next 5 minutes, you have to reveal the answer to the question that we posed at the beginning of the show.
Just remind me.
If there was a burning building.
Yeah.
And inside of it was the total asset value of your toy company or your new grandson. Which one would you rescue from the burning house?
And I can only grab one?
Yeah, you can only grab one. And, this only pertains to the grandson that was just born.
I guess my answer would be, it's a good question, valid question.
Approximately September 30th,
you asked very provocative questions.
2014.
I would say this. I've seen pictures of my new grandson. If he's as cute as he is in the pictures, I would definitely grab him and save him.
Really?
But I'm about to meet him in person. If he's not quite that cute, then it's then I have to go back and reconsider, reappraise the whole situation.
You would probably take the toy company.
Right now I would lean toward him because the pictures are so cute.
But you've sunk a lot of money into the toy company.
That's true. Good point. Yeah. You make a lot of good points, Ken. You make this very hard, very difficult. Hey, we're about to out Andrew's friend.
Yep, very soon. The song just has to fade out.
Andrew's peace sitter friend. Do we have his first and last name?
Yes, we do.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see if he's pledged. He has 3 minutes to pledge. Okay. Let's see if he's pledged. Well, you got to check.
Song's over.
I know, but check the board. Let's see. Maybe he got in under the wire.
I'm looking at his name. Oh, wait, Nick, we need the first and last name. All right, well, let's see what we got here.
I don't think. Wait, would they be pledging to our show or to the station? Would they just pledge to the station?
Yeah.
Well, go.
If they pledged during the show, I guess it wouldn't.
Does it go automatic? No, you got to check. Hold on. This guy better have pledged. The pea sitter. I got to prove that we mean business.
Yeah.
Our gun was loaded. We weren't bluffing.
It's too hard for me to get there from here.
Yeah, there's no way to check.
I can't easily check. I saw that he did not pledge to this show.
Well, he might not know enough to do that.
Well, it's presumably where he would have pledged.
Presumably where he would have.
Yeah.
I'd hate to out him and then realize he pledged.
Well, you don't have his last name anyway.
What's his first name?
There it is.
I'll read it. Okay. So we're talking about Andrew's friend Marshall.
Marshall?
Yeah, Marshall's girlfriend wasn't whack. Marshall's girlfriend caught him peeing sitting down. Marshall, never blame that breakup on your girlfriend again. We know better, right?
Right.
And next time, cough up the $25. And now we have Mike's friend that we're going to out.
Yeah, we have another minute or so.
All right.
He started up later.
Soon it'll be over. Soon you'll hear that theme song kick in. Sweetest sound.
I'm not going to play it for you
like
tonight.
Medicine for melancholy. Oh, God. It's like manna from heaven. Please, I hear it in my head.
You don't deserve it tonight.
I know we don't. This has been bad. Well, we at least proved Einstein's theory, right? Time bends. For example, this hour went on for 4.5 hours. Mm-hmm. Hey, do we have Mike's friend's name?
We do.
Did he pledge?
Nope.
Then we're outing him.
Out him.
He stole $500 from his wife's credit card account.
The last $500 she had.
And what was his name? I'll do it. I don't care.
His name was Jim.
Jim.
It was Mike's friend, Jim.
Jim.
And Mike and Jim are going to be here on October 10th for the Almost Amateur Hour.
They're coming all the way from Saratoga. They're making a weekend of it.
Yeah.
They're planning their weekend around it. We've got to really rehearse or something. This makes me want to take it seriously.
We have many details to figure out. Hey, thanks to Nick the Bard.
Thanks to Veronica.
For call screening and helping us break the record tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry you weren't busier.
I think we went 43 minutes without a call. That's the new number to beat. We are going to be at Monty Hall, WFMU's Monty Hall, live for the 7-second delay, Amateur Hour, a week from Friday night, October.
Oh, we have another show, though. We have next Wednesday.
Yes,
we can plug it.
We're going to be here next Wednesday, but just so people can maybe, make sure they get one of the hotel rooms before they're all sold out, because I know Jim and Mike are coming down.
Yeah, but I'm sure there are other hotel rooms, and...
I don't know.
Although they might not make it, a lot of people are so are having so much fun playing Rig Trivia, my new app, that they don't get out of the house as much.
Yeah.
The party game for people who hate to lose.
Right. How many apps have you sold? Like, I know
we're halfway to my goal.
Well, last week you had 38 downloads.
Yeah. What I'm doing?
What are you at now?
I'm moving the goalposts.
Yeah.
We just made our goal. There, that's how easy it is.
Well, then I'm going to move the goalpost.
We play it Ken Friedman style.
Oh, man. Well, if you're moving the goalpost, then I'm going to move the goalposts.
Go ahead.
All right. We thank Doc Heeman. Yeah, but I'm putting the goal back to what it was.
Oh, so now we're quite a ways away.
Yeah. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Thanks again to Nick the Bard and to Veronica. And you'll be able to meet them at the 7-second delay Almost Amateur Hour on
everyone,
October 10th.
Everyone but me will be hugging all our fans.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah. It's going to be a hug fest.
We're all going to pile on Andy and kiss him all over his body.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yes, it is. Stay tuned for YOY.
Oh, wait, a week from Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I can make it.
Oh, you're going to be there. Stay tuned for YOY with Andrea.
Today on the show,
saved message,
voicemails.
Andrea, this is Randy, and I was wondering if you could call me at your earliest convenience. Thank you.
He's not happy with me.
Over the years, I've been called a lot of things, obnoxious or ignorant, racist, whatever. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is being called a liar.
And after my friend Lena hooks up with a guy, he spends the next 6 months leaving her drunk voicemails.
Lena! Lena! Yeah, it's your boy. I am such a genius. It's raining, and I don't have an umbrella. I'm walking in the rain. Hey, I just wanted to see if you wanted to, talk about the existence of God.
But how did this happen?
Like, a dude that I'm attracted to paying attention to me is enough to excuse so much bad behavior.
Stay with us.
My heart is beating.
This is YOY. I'm Andrea Salenzi. This is a show about the bad decisions we watch ourselves make. When Greg was in middle school, he was part of this gaggle of kids that were all dating each other.
We just made every possible combination of people. I'd go out with this person for 3 days. And then this isn't working, so we'd break up. And now I'm going to go out with the person standing next to her. And everybody did that.
One of his more memorable combinations was a girl named Kim with a Y. She was his first makeout ever, though you wouldn't be able to tell it from his old diary entry.
This is when we got together. Where should I start? Too much happened today to talk about. First of all, Carrie and I broke up, which was bad, because a few hours later, I turned around and I was seeing Kim with a Y. Seeing, in quotes, means we were kind of on a lesser scale of going out. We can still do everything we would if we were going out, but we're not making as much of a commitment. And
oh, this is where guys start learning not to make a commitment, starting at whatever age you're writing in this diary.
This wasn't on me, though. This was on her.
Okay, cool.
I have a feeling tomorrow I'll be writing to you again with details.
Writing to you, dear diary.
Oh, God. And then I was praying that there would be something else in here, and then there wasn't. February 14th is blank.
Greg didn't need to keep a diary to remember what happened 3 weeks later on February 14th. You know, Valentine's Day. Like middle school kids do, one of his friends threw a party.
So, in anticipation of Valentine's Day and this Valentine's party, I bought my little girlfriend, Kim with a Y, a whole bunch of presents. And I showed up to the party with these presents. And here's where it gets foggy. I really want to know if she broke up with me before or after I gave her all this stuff.
Do you remember what the presents were?
I do, unfortunately. So I got her a little gold heart necklace, probably from like Bradley's or Caldor or something.
Aww.
And I got her chocolates because it's Valentine's Day and you can get girls chocolates. And where I may have misfired is I got her a comically oversized novelty Ziggy Valentine's card.
Which now sounds awesome.
I could pull that off now.
Absolutely.
At 36, hey, I got you a giant Ziggy Valentine's card. That would be amazing, assuming it was accompanied by something real. So I actually, I hung out with a friend of mine. We were at the bar this last weekend, who I've been friends with my whole life, and he was at this party. And I said, yeah, I'm going to tell the Valentine's story of when Kim broke up with me. Asked, do you have, you know, do you remember any of that? Can you fill in any blanks for me? And he said, I remember you gave her a gigantic card. So that I wish he had remembered nothing, but apparently
it was that notable that everyone at the party took note, and maybe it was related to the breakup.
That's what I'm wondering, because that was something that was really the first time me going completely overboard and scaring girls away reared its head. And that would become a recurring theme at least for a while, like definitely through college. There are some girls in college that got their own versions of Ziggy cards and went running for the hills. And it's like, it took me decades to really get a handle on that. Because what everybody says when they say, like, oh, you can't come on too strong, you got to play it cool, like, that is for real serious. Once you're in it, you can give them whatever they want. You can give them tons of stuff. You're supposed to. But you can't do it at the very, very beginning. So she broke up with me in the driveway of my friend Jamie's house. Yeah, and then I went home, and I remember my mom feeling really bad, which was sad. That's really the saddest part of it for me now. It's like, oh, my poor mom. Like, she had to, you know, it's like when your kid is sick and you would, or so I hear, I don't have kids, but like, you would trade places with your kid. I think my mom was in that position. She's pretty sad. I would like to say that I learned not to come on too strong, but I didn't. I wish old me could put young me, like, in a jail cell with, like, some gangbangers, the other kind of gangbangers, and like, seriously drill it into his head. Because also, a lot of times when that happens, you get a lot of that, like, oh, she doesn't deserve you, and no, you're so sweet, like, oh, you gave her that present, that was so sweet, but, like, you really need tough love, and you need somebody to be like, seriously, don't do that again. If you ever want to be in a relationship in your life, do not do that again. And it took me forever to figure that out on my own.